Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's get an update on eight-man football on a Friday night, November the 22nd, state championship eight-man game between the Marcos of Polo High School and the Bearcats of Milford Cisna Park. John Lawler is the brains behind this eight-man game. And my first observation is I know we're at Monmouth College for the state championship, and this has the vibe of a state championship crowd when I go to Champaign or when I go to DeKalb. It's about the attendance for a small school game, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, great crowd tonight. I mean, this stadium fits what we're trying to do. Yeah, besides, there's a lot of people here. Perfect night. Perfect night.
All right, so where are we at in eight-man football? I looked at the bracket this year, 14 teams in the state tournament series of the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association. So we're 14 now. Where are we headed to, the big question is, in 2020?
Well, we're headed to more, because we've got 16 real members right now. And I'll let you know first, Kirkland Hiawatha has joined us, Martinsville has joined us, and Peoria Heights has all officially joined us. And I'm talking to probably about 8 to 10 other schools that just haven't given me their official word yet. It's growing big, big.
Well, and I know it's an emerging sport by the IHSA. And I think when I had interviewed them before, they said if you get around 50, you're looking at maybe no longer Illinois Eight-Man Football Association, but an IHSA state championship. You feel good about a couple years maybe getting to that?
Yeah, I think we could push that. I think we'll be up around 28 to 32. Heck, we could even get to 24 before next year. So maybe by 2021, we might be at that 32 mark. If that, to me, that seems like a reasonable number for them to want to take it over, but we'll see what they say. I think if you ask the ADs and the coaches, everybody's pretty happy with what's happening in our association. So maybe there's no hurry for it to be an IHSA sport.
Yeah, and I mean, it looks like, as I mentioned as we began our interview, this has the feel and the vibe of a state championship setting tonight. So in terms of the process for you, when you first said, hey, we're going to contemplate eight-man, I'm sure a lot of people said, what are you doing up there, Lawler? That's football territory, 11-man football. You can't do that. But when you fast forward now to 2019, you can say, hey, I told you it would work. So tell us the road when it officially began for you and where you're at now.
Well, I mean, we started playing, 4 years ago, I guess it is now, because I just knew we were running out of kids, and there was other schools, Christian Life, Westminster Christian, some of the Southern Wisconsin schools, and I knew we had to go that way, and you're right, I had a lot of coaches tell me that. I think we talked about this on a radio interview once, too, that they thought I was nuts, and I said, no, guys, it's either eight-man or no football. And as you can see, I don't think I was wrong on this. It's growing, and it's growing big. And heck, man, all we're trying to do is save football for the little schools. And if we can do that, here's what you have. Look at this atmosphere. It's great. So, it's growing. And I think there are some issues we have to address. How big do we let the teams come in? And, where do we cut that enrollment, line? And will eventually we have two classes? I could see that coming too with some of the calls I'm getting from some of the schools. So we'll see. Maybe that'll be something the IHSA can deal with and I won't have to.
Well, and I guess that's a nice problem to have now when you think about maybe two classes. I think the other thing that I like that I notice is the blots on the map. And you're starting to get representation all over the state, which I think that's the caveat that this movement really needs, is you need the blots in all parts of the state so you can really get more of a regional schedule going.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree with that. And I mean, we've gotten very lucky that way this year. We got very lucky with the way the schedule worked out for everybody. And, I mean, we got the number one and number two in the state championship, so that worked out great. But you're right, we truly do have kind of a northern half and kind of a central southern half. And the teams that are joining us and the teams I'm talking to, that's going to stay pretty balanced. So not only are we losing travel issues, they're becoming better and easier to deal with, but we can also now, this coming into this year, we can look at scheduling maybe possibly, strength of schedule too. So we've got kind of the best of both worlds going on right now. So, you know, there's still going to be some long trips. I'm not going to say there isn't. But it's football. So, you know, it's one or two a year tops. And I think if you ask the principals and the schools involved, they'll say it's well worth those long trips for a better game.
So 19 for sure next year. And you said how many you think? I know I talked to a coach up there in our area that said, Taylor, I think we might be looking at 8, man. I can't say who it is, but it's one of our area schools. So how many you think are on the fence right now, and how good do you feel about number next year on top of 19?
I think we'll be over 24, wow. For sure. For sure.
Well, that's a good number to have in a process that started 4 years ago. So for our listening audience, I think it's great with the program that you have at the state tournament series. And it's just basically 6 bullet points, 8-man rules, the differences. One, you play with 2 less linemen and 1 less skill player. Only 5 men are required to be on the line of scrimmage to start an offensive play. I like rule number three. All jersey numbers are eligible and can play any position. That's right. Your quarterback may be number 57, and your center may go out for a pass if he is the last man on the line of scrimmage. 4, you must have 4 players on the front line of a kickoff return. 5, you may have no more than 4 players to one side of the kicker on a kickoff. And 6, while the field is still the same length, it is just 40 yards wide. See, everybody out there in Radio Land, you know what 8-man football is all about. That's pretty easy, and that's not too scary, is it?
No, it's not too scary. And I think a lot of people, and I've said this many times, but I think a lot of people think when they come watch, they're going to see like an arena league game. You know, the moving running starts, and it's just not that. I mean, I have a guest up in the booth tonight, and I said, you notice anything different? He said, just the width of the field. Other than that, it looks like normal high school football to me. And I said, that's kind of what I keep telling everybody, you know. And the most important thing is, if you ask those kids, they're playing football. They can't tell the difference. They're playing football, and they're all happy to be out here.
So. They're playing for a state championship tonight. And you said, what this is about is saving football at the small school level. Now, I know there are people that are still resistant and say, well, it's only 11-man. We can only play 11-man. I know I had a conversation, and I think I told you this a few years ago, the godfather of basically the IHSA state football playoffs, who started that movement back in the 70s. And, of course, the football playoffs were implemented in 1974, and he lives about maybe a 2-mile stone's throw from here, and we're talking about John K. Elder. And he said, hey, man. He said what you said. It's going to save football. And I told some of these people at small schools, if you want to save football and not worry about playing kids by attrition, where kids shouldn't be on the field on a Friday night if they're a freshman and they're only playing because you don't have enough kids on your team, then you need to go to 8-man. So if you get some type of referendum of support from a guy like that, to me, that says this is right for small schools.
Oh, I think that's huge. To get his support is huge, and I actually saw his son Pat in the crowd tonight too. So that's good to see too. But I think guys, even the hardest core guys that you know is all 11. I think they're even seeing, hey, this is a great alternative. You know, and like I said before, I had some guys look sideways at me, and I said it's that or I didn't work hard to build a tradition and put lights on our little field to just let it see it go away. So we got to try to save it some way, and it's not just us. It's a lot of schools, and I think the other thing too, I think, you know, we're getting calls from schools that maybe are thinking about splitting their co-op again and having Friday night lights in their own town.
Interesting.
You know, and I've even had 2 towns call me that have never had football that are thinking about starting football. Now, if we get there and we're gaining kids playing football, that's huge. To me, that's the biggest thing. I mean, if a community can throw together a 16-kid team, build a football field, and have Friday night lights, then we've really accomplished something. So
as I wrap up, if I say John Lawler is 8-man football in Illinois here to stay, you would say what?
You tell me. Look around. I think it's here.
All right. Affirmative. That's a yes. All right. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. To John Lawler, man behind the eight-man movement in Illinois. It's a thing. Joining us on WRMJ.